Yeah, we're live. We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
Finally.
Yeah, we're solid.
Finally.
This is No Boundaries.
Episode 4.
No Boundaries.
4.
That's one more than 3, one less than 5. Mathematician.
Shut up.
Will do.
Yeah, with Sam and Noah. Not Noah, Jonah. That's
not... Well, you just added my first initial to his name, because my name's Nick, as you're all well aware. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would hope we know your name by now.
Nona and Jack.
Thank you,
Jed.
Man. And Jed is here again. Jed,
yes.
Don't wave again because we can't see you.
Yeah.
How you guys doing? How we doing?
Pretty tired.
Yeah, we're tired.
This has been a process. We usually record the show on a Friday, and today it's a Sunday.
Oh, the world didn't end.
And the world didn't end yesterday,
no,
though. So that's a good. That's good. Some people are upset though.
Yeah, I celebrated by choking the chicken.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow. That's how. Yeah, I figured if the world's going to end, I might as well just...
That's something. Well, this is our show. This is our lives. Sam,
yeah.
you have the script today. What's topic number one, man?
Well, let's look at our favorite celebrities that have dropped off the deep end.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Me too.
It's 4:20 in the afternoon, by the way. Just thought I'd throw it out there.
4:20. So all you people out there, it's 4:20. So just do with that information what you do.
While you're listening to this, it probably won't be, but right now it is. So you can
right
pretend
now
that it is in your collective.
So it's 4:20 for us, 4:20 for you.
When you get to this part of the show, stop the podcast until 4:20.
Yeah.
Zoom watching.
Yeah,
or listening.
I agree. DVR it. Jonah, favorite celebrity that went off the deep end?
That went off the Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
Classic.
Yeah.
He has those really good commercials, though.
Oh, yeah, but he's nuts.
The Amazon Fire TV stick. Mine is definitely the dude that played Screech in Saved by the Bell.
He got arrested for
drugs and stuff. Or Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Which I
still go with Gary Busey, though.
Charlie Sheen's going on.
Yeah, but Charlie Sheen got, back on his feet. He's, kind of good now.
But Two
since
and a Half Men was never
AIDS,
the same.
He has to be, an exceptional adult now.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't be off the deep end.
It just stinks because Two and a Half Men was such a great show, and then he left because, he went kind of nuts.
They tried to get him back for the finale of the series, but,
Didn't he want a spinoff or something?
No.
Did
he
want,
an
entire spinoff?
He just didn't come on. He just didn't come on, so they, killed him off.
Wait, who's this?
Charlie Sheen. He was really alive. He was never dead,
mm-hmm.
as the show said. And the creator wanted him to come back, but Charlie said no.
Yeah, that whole
But Angus T. Jones did. The kid did. He looked rough. He looked like a hermit.
I remember that whole episode thinking Charlie Sheen was going to show back up at the end.
No, but he just gets hit
and
by
then,
a hammer.
Then they just show some guy that obviously wasn't Charlie Sheen dressed up like Charlie Sheen from the back so you can't see his face. And
mm-hmm.
then he just gets a piano or something dropped on him.
And that was the end of the series.
And
that was it. It was really stupid.
Huh.
It was a huge letdown for a show that is probably a favorite of mine. I still haven't watched the whole thing yet. But, I've watched enough of it to know and appreciate how good it was in its heyday.
I still haven't
if that makes sense.
I guess Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes or Lindsay Lohan?
Those two.
I mean, Lindsay Lohan, she seems to be making a comeback. I guess Amanda Bynes is trying to.
Yeah, she's attempting to.
I don't know if it's going to work.
Did she go off after that show, What I Like About You? Was that when she went off?
I don't know.
I would agree.
Because she was all right in that. That wasn't that bad.
Do we count Britney Spears shaving her head bald as going off the deep end?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's recovered. She's recovered.
She's still nuts.
She's still... She hasn't done anything.
Her and Jessica Simpson are still... nuts.
I'm looking at pictures of Amanda Bynes now, and some of them are, from my childhood of the Amanda Show. Remember that? And
I loved that.
Which
she looked like the boy.
The dancing lobsters.
And then I'm seeing other pictures that are of her with meth stuck in her teeth. Left over from lunchtime.
Well, three bowls of meth a day keeps the doctor away, as Jonah has stated before on this very program.
Four to five doctors recommend.
Are those the same ones that recommend Colgate to brush your teeth? Four out of five recommend.
Four out of five dentists recommend Colgate.
Are those the
five
same five?
Doctors, PhD doctors of South American medicine.
I had a crush on Amanda Bynes, and then I like stopped because she started looking.
She started going crazy.
I think every guy has a crush on a celebrity that ends up turning out to just go nuts. Or just not look as attractive.
I don't know. Christina Aguilera, that's a big thing for her. She still looks pretty good. She was fat for a little bit, but I wouldn't consider that going off the deep end.
I agree.
She's
back
like, being skinny now.
Like, eighth grade and stuff, like, I thought Kim Kardashian was really attractive. And then now she just kind of looks like Peter and Lois when they, like, get the sacks of fat removed from them. And they, like, stuff it into the bag. She just kind of looks like that now. Not to a body sham or anything, but that's kind of what it looks like now. Just the big, giant bag of, like, you know, stuff.
It's funny to see the progression of the Kardashians, like Kim, like from when the plastic surgery and stuff, like as the years grow.
Oh, yeah.
It's really funny because you can really tell, especially Khloe. Khloe was a train wreck before her surgery.
I agree.
She was saved by the knife.
By the knife. Not saved by the belt.
Saved
by
the
knife.
Knife.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And they thought this episode wouldn't be entertaining.
No, we're not
okay.
Tim Allen.
Speaking of celebrities,
Speaking of celebrities that went off the deep, Tim Allen getting arrested for coke in the '70s, would that be considered going off the deep end?
That was before he was even really famous.
That's when coke.
If it happened
like
before
awesome.
Home Improvement, then he didn't go off.
I don't think cocaine ever stopped being awesome.
That's true. I mean, I think less people did it. The 70s, man, everybody did it.
That's more of an 80s drug. Cocaine was more of the 80s. It was more glamorized in the 80s.
Yeah, just look at Scarface.
Exactly.
It was pretty.
Oh, I'm not saying it wasn't big in the 70s, but.
I mean, like, Tim Allen got arrested for cocaine in the 70s.
If you got arrested
for jaywalking now. Like, seriously.
I'd say.
Nobody cares.
I agree.
Give him a pat on the back.
I agree strongly.
What about babies on a plane? How do you guys feel about babies on a plane?
I don't mind them if they're fine. Like, I get it. It's hard dealing with a kid. So, like, I'll try to keep cool, but, like, unless, like, the baby's like...
what a segue. What about babies on a plane?
I've only been on a plane once when I went to Cancun, and then obviously back, so twice. And I was in, like, kindergarten, so, like, I've not experienced being on a plane. But I feel like, you know, if parents want to go on a plane with their child and, like, go on vacation or just go see family or whatever, I don't feel like that's a crime.
They should have a separate plane just for babies.
I don't know how that would go. But I feel like if you have a baby on a plane and, like, people judge you for that, I feel like that's their problem. Because, like, they should know that you're going through enough already,
Exactly. You're, like,
staying up all night.
Yeah,
like, you have enough going on. You don't need all these random people you don't know judging you
like,
for bringing
that
child
like
on
your scallion. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, this one time I was on an overnight flight, and I got up to go to the bathroom, and there was this poor mother. I saw her. It wasn't a baby. It was, like, a little boy. And her son was sprawled across both seats, his seat and her seat, and she was standing up, just leaning against I just felt so bad for her. I almost offered my seat, but then I remembered I was too selfish. And didn't care that much. It was sad though. Good for her.
Yeah, good for her, man.
I mean,
she's a good mother.
I hope she's not a weak mother. I hope she's not like a weak parent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Like, the kid just makes her do whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Those children, man.
Just throws a fit and she gives in.
Seriously.
Not the ones they'd, like, kill if they were in the herd. She's weak.
Yeah, we saw some funky commercials over this
last
week, didn't we?
The ITT Tech.
It was Triangle Tech.
Triangle Tech?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
This could be a new segment.
Terrible
commercials.
Triangle Tech.
Terrible commercials.
Triangle Tech.
Last week it was the Share and Future one.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Week it's Triangle Tech trying to glamorize their school by showing a guy changing the pop machine sheets.
It says it's really an engineering science.
It's like, check this out. Like, you can get a job at Sheets and work here for the rest of your life. Isn't that awesome? That's basically what that commercial was saying.
Basically,
that's what I felt
like you can
saying.
Change the soda at Cheats.
Do you want to work 14 hours a day, every day, and go home and look in the mirror and want to end your life? Then work here. Triangle Tech.
And, yeah, study Triangle Tech. Now, if you guys are, if any of you listeners are at Triangle Tech right now, which I know none of you are.
Yeah, we have 10 listeners.
We're only
10 total downloads through 3 shows thus far. We're really killing it. Tell your friends. Even though our friends are the only people that listen to this, tell your other friends, because we know you're not your only ones. Share it. Give it to your mother. Give it to your father.
Yeah.
Anyone likes to watch me get roasted. So
give
I
it
mean,
to your racist grandpa.
Give
oh,
it to your ex-girlfriend.
Racist grandparents are the best. I wish my... I do have a racist grandmother. It's funny. One time, my sister, we were with my grandma.
Be careful with this
one. I will. And she's like... My sister just said to my grandma, oh, I have an interest in this black guy, just to make her mad, like just to get something out of her.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma was like, why would you want to date a black guy when there's so many other white people?
Oh, yikes!
I was like, oh, that's not good.
That's rough.
There's a lot. Excuse me, guest, can you turn down your
phone?
Can you turn down your phone?
Back, please?
Yeah.
God, I love this.
Look at this photograph! Yeah.
No, I hate it. Nickelback is terrible.
Starts my day better than coffee, Nickelback.
Because you get up to turn it off?
No.
So you get out of bed?
A friend of mine was telling me about a story of her in high school. And she, like, the teacher, he's a big Nickelback fan, I guess, and he was listening to Nickelback, and she was like, oh, this music is terrible. And, like, everybody in the class shunned her.
Yeah.
That's like being the only straight kid in all of school. being hated on for
with Nickelback, like when we grew up, like Nickelback was the only mainstream rock band you really saw. Because like there weren't so many outlets as there were now. So like
that's why a lot of kids our age resorted to classic rock.
Yeah.
Because their parents did not want to listen
to
it. Because
like when we were growing up, like, oh, Rockstar is a great song. Photograph's a great song.
No, I never thought any of
okay.
I
know a lot of people who hate Nickelback, but they do like the song Rockstar.
I
will a lot of people, at least where I'm from.
I mean, but then, like, adults at that time were like, this isn't good, this is like really generic. And you know, so obviously the adults didn't like it.
Yeah, I think that's why, like, I mean, most of the adults that I was around. Really,
oh, my dad hates Nickelback.
My mother loved Nickelback.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she still does. She loved Nickelback and Creed, who were, like, despised.
My mom loves Nickelback and Green Day.
You know, the Triangle Tech commercial wasn't the only weird commercial we saw.
Oh, no, it was not.
We also saw a commercial for the 2018 Toyota Camry.
Oh, that's right. But you're more into cars.
Yeah, you're
like,
more into
cars.
You're
the one who's
so
more
butthurt. You put this on the script yourself, so you can complain about it, because me and Jonah don't have such a vast car knowledge.
Well, I mean, I don't think you need a vast car knowledge. I think it's kind of weird. Like, they're really trying to make... I mean, a lot of companies do this with a lot of different products, but they're really marketing it as the Camry, which has been, like, the go-to, like white American dad... vehicle since the 80s.
It's the white New Balance of cars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the plain white New Balance.
It's the Nike Air Monarch.
Jerry Seinfeld shoes with cars.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, this is the fanny pack of all cars.
Well, wasn't the commercial just the car like driving around? There's like
it was driving
cell
around.
Point,
and
it was just
like
the car rolling around.
Was it like a semi good looking guy in like the front?
Yeah,
or something. And he was like, yeah, I'm gonna go get me a
he's
woman.
Like, I'm in a cam, like. Oh, you're in the Toyota Camry. Like they're trying to make the Camry look like it's like an Aston Martin or something, or a Ferrari. But this is
it's a Toyota Camry. It's the most generic white dad car you can find.
Exactly. Like, I don't think that's ever gonna go.
Oh, the Prius.
No, if they did that for a Prius,
I
think they'd go out of business.
Prius is terrible. Well, yeah, they had that Super Bowl commercial with the bank robbers that stole the guy's Prius. And they were like driving. It was like a giant getaway chase thing.
I don't remember that.
Remember the Super Bowl commercials with the Kia Soul and like
the hamsters?
Was it the hamsters
or the
chipmunks
hamsters
or whatever? That was, and they were playing that LMFAO song.
Yeah. Oh, the first one they played
Party Rock Anthem, whatever it was.
They played, what's it called? The song like, you can go with this, or you can go with that. They played that in the first one.
Yeah.
And then it went to LMFAO. My sister saw them live, and they were horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have the one song.
They have two.
Oh, they have another. That's right, they do have another.
She probably went to see LMFAO. That's probably why she had such a bad time.
Yeah.
I never understood the appeal, like, of LMFAO.
They had two like catchy songs.
I was in middle school.
Yeah, I remember the line is wiggle wiggle wiggle. Yeah.
Wiggle wiggle wiggle.
Yeah.
Like I was like, God, this is terrible. And they had like, I guess you could say a sex appeal, but I never got the appeal.
I mean, that guy's afro probably attracted some female fans.
They were just really squirrely dudes with afros, and they wore like cheetah print, like.
They looked like
glasses
from like the 1980s or something. That's how they were dressed.
They were dressed like Richard Simmons.
Yeah, that's also valid.
Yeah, sunglasses and lasers.
Lasers, man.
Yeah. Well, we have. There's a lot to cover.
We didn't think we had anything.
We don't have any other commercials.
At the end of this week, a lot of things happened.
There is.
So a show that didn't look like it was going to be that entertaining has now turned into possible.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happens in the week. I mean, we're lucky that we have this show in the wake of the current presidential administration.
No.
But that's not even the topic, though. I don't know why.
It's
a certain bankruptcy that one of our favorite companies.
This is Toys R Us.
Yeah, man. Not 50 Cent. Not this time. It's Toys R Us.
No, Toys R Us. I mean, they're gonna stay open. They're moving the money around. It's Chapter 11. I thought that was one where they just shut everything down, but apparently Chapter 11 bankruptcy is when you can like move stuff around. So they're just gonna shut down like the stores that are doing well. But it's still sad to see.
I mean, I honestly thought Toys R Us.
Because, I did too.
I mean, like, parents, man, they...
It's like local...
I mean, they're always busy. Toys R Us, I've always seen Toys R Us.
Yeah, there's always people at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember going there as a young Nick, and, like, third grade-esque, always purchasing myself some Star Wars, like, action figures or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never went to Toys R Us.
Working so hard for my allowance and then, like, you know, getting an action figure or something. And just being so proud of myself. And,
I went to Toys R Us, like, a few times.
Yeah.
I think I was in there once, but, I was too old to, like, play with stuff because I was just in there to kill time with a friend or something.
That's weird. We're
killing time between a hockey practice. And there were, like, stores by our rink, so we just kept going in and screwing around. Wasn't, like, you know, weird.
I mean, I usually went on, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a Toys R Us near me, so, like, I would just get my toys at Walmart or something.
Same. That's how I was.
Yeah. Target's a spot, too. Target, I can get anything at
Target. Target's my favorite store.
I can get plates. You hate Target?
I hate Target.
What's wrong with Target?
I just hate Target. I don't like going in there.
Why?
I just don't.
You can get clothes. You can get...
They have some great band t-shirts.
They have great
on the
t-shirts.
Low key.
I got a really nice sweater at Target one time.
Target low key
like,
has phenomenal clothes.
It was like $15 for the sweater.
If you want it, Target probably has it.
That's true. Yeah.
Target,
right.
Please sponsor us.
Target, please sponsor us.
Don't.
That'd be sweet if we got sponsors. We gotta push that.
Maybe if we got more than 10 listeners through 3 episodes, we would have some more sponsors.
We had 18 on
Our first one that's not an official one had like 15 downloads.
Maybe because it was only 15 minutes.
I feel like the longer, the better, as far as this show's concerned.
I don't know about that. We kind of drain
except for episode 2. When we just ran out of things and then said, hey, we want to go longer, and then tried to come up with stuff on the spot.
Yeah, but it made for some good commentary.
There was some good stuff in that, absolutely.
How about you and your liver? It's always a fun time.
R.I.P.
I genuinely don't remember typing this topic or how it even winded up on here. I feel like it's got something to do with Jonah. Because it is the Bible.
I don't recall ever talking about that.
And then
that was all
dash,
you.
Some Christians are not afraid to die.
Oh yeah, because Jonah was complaining that our friends were saying they weren't afraid to die, and Jonah thought that was really weird and started ranting about it.
I didn't start ranting.
We're all talking about it.
Well, rant about it here, because this is what this show is
It's
for.
No boundaries, so just do
your
it.
Your microphone is your outlet.
Like, these people who are, like,
our 18
years old, and they're, like, we're having a conversation, and they're, like, oh, I'm not afraid to die. And I'm, like, how are you? Wait. I'm, like, I go to church, and I believe in God and everything and all that stuff, too, but I'm still terrified to die. And they're, like, no, it'll be better. I'm, like, you don't know that. Nothing's certain, man.
That's true.
I'm, like, I want to have kids. I want to grow up and do my
yeah.
life.
Yeah,
and they're like, ah, oh, if I die right now, it'd be cool. I wouldn't care. I'm like, no, that's not cool. I'd like to leave something behind instead of just...
Let's all kill ourselves. That'd be a great idea.
Blue Kool-Aid. Drink some blue Kool-Aid.
Huh.
With some extra special stuff in it.
That was interesting.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad we...
I'm glad that was on the topics list.
Now,
so Jonah could get that out of his system.
If y'all remember episode 3, we
last
brought
week.
Our friend Miller on once again.
Yeah, our friend
oh,
Miller.
That's right.
Miller with the last name I still don't know how to pronounce.
What is his last
it's
name?
With like, it starts with like an O and an E. It's really bizarre. But continue.
Well, he left.
He left halfway
through. He just left halfway through the show.
Yeah,
which is okay.
He just whispered to me, how much longer is this going to be? And I said, I don't know. And then he just kind of slowly backed up and left.
Yeah, it was weird. And he told us he could do a better job of this, which I don't think so, because I don't think he's that funny.
Yeah, Miller.
Yeah, Miller. I don't like
Miller. Come on, Miller.
I don't like Miller.
Whoa. I don't like that he left our show.
I don't like him.
I like Miller,
after
but I don't like that he left our show.
I don't like him.
Did I lose
person.
Some respect for him? Yeah, but I don't think
I never had respect
hate
for him. He looks like a dad.
Okay.
And he's 18.
Come fight us, Miller.
Come on, Miller.
Come
at dog.
Whoa. Ouch. It's a kid's life. This is cyberbullying. You're cyberbullying him.
Come
that's cyberbullying.
Challenging to fight.
I hope one of our four listeners a week does something about this.
About cyberbullying? I don't know. I don't think that's a real thing. Just
so why did he leave? Do we have any theories?
I think he sharded.
That was my idea,
yeah,
and you stole it.
Yeah, I know. It was funny.
He sharded. And he just needed to get out of here.
Well, that makes sense.
He sharted on our show because he didn't put anything.
That's why
into
he
it.
Didn't talk, because it was like uncomfortable for any body movement to occur.
Huh. That makes sense. If it was a shirt, then I'm not mad.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was though, because he would have heard it.
Yeah. Okay. Well. So what's up, dude, over here though?
It's a silent
like...
but deadly shart.
Yeah.
I've never really heard of that. Normally it sounds like, you know, really wet, deep.
Come to No Boundaries for fart jokes.
I hate fart jokes so much. They make me so uncomfortable.
Wow.
When I watch a movie or something with them in it, I don't like it.
Well, why? So why else? What do we have?
Why else did Noah leave?
Yeah, because I don't have any.
His sitter canceled. Since he's such a dad, his sitter canceled, and he had to get home.
He had to get home.
Feed Miller Jr.
Well, I mean, I don't think any of those theories.
Do you have one?
I don't have one. I don't know.
I think he's just an enigma. It's hard to understand him.
He's fake.
His parents probably don't understand
him. He's a fake person. That brings us to a segment we like to call fake news.
Oh, fake news. This is a new segment. Sam, enlighten us.
That was the original
this
name
was the
of the
original
show.
Name
that was
of
the original
title.
Name of the show,
but
fake
we were,
news.
The,
yeah.
The ultimate goal was to call our show fake news and then have Trump tweet about our show in anger and then end it with the word sad and an exclamation point.
But then we started talking about outrageous topics.
But then I
and
said,
we didn't have any limits and no one could stop
And then
us.
I said, our show should have no boundaries. And Jonah goes, why don't we just call it that?
We will
that
call,
was my contribution.
Okay, we will call political related... news, fake news, colon, sad.
All right.
Exclamation mark. Okay.
All right.
But this is just, for now, this is just fake news. So, we have Pepe the Frog.
Oh, yeah, the meme.
I
meme,
did not hear
classic
about
classic meme, Pepe the Frog, the rare Pepes. If you have graced the Twitter feed at all in the last, like, 2 years, you would have seen a Pepe the Frog meme. He's that gross-looking, weird cartoon frog. With the huge bulging eyes and Yeah, it's weird. But, I mean, for a while, he was the center for a lot of lighthearted
memes.
Fun goofs and gaffs and memes and stuff and things of that nature. But, yeah, but he was recently taken over, I believe, it's probably been like a year ago, maybe a little under a year ago, by, you know, those pesky Nazis. Those sons of guns.
Darn.
Those good people.
Yeah. The good people on both, on the other side.
Yeah,
those Nazis. Yeah, they totally took it over. They put swastikas on his arms and gave him KKK hoods.
What was the one you showed me when it was like the article and it had Pepe the Frog and something about Jews?
I don't know, but it was really offensive. I can't remember exactly.
They ruin everything.
No, yeah, no. Nazis do ruin a lot. They ruin
totally.
Right.
I think that's 100% fair statement about an organization of people.
We can say that. The president can't muster up the strength to say that, but we can.
We can.
We can.
Well, he doesn't want to lose his support.
You're right.
But, I mean, yeah, I feel bad. I feel bad because this was originally created in, like, a comic strip, Pepe the Frog, and then he was adopted into a lot of memes. And I don't think the creator really cared. The creator's name is Matt Fury or Matt Fury or something.
Fury.
F. That's pretty funny. F-U-R-I-E, if you want to Google it, or if you don't care, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't think anyone cares.
But yeah, he created a hashtag Save Pepe campaign to save him from all the Nazi BS.
That's good.
Yeah, the Anti-Defamation League has been involved.
That's a thing.
Yes, it is. They are like a... wait, did you say ADR?
ADL.
Okay, good. What's
up?
But yeah, they're like a anti-Semite league, so they're pretty awesome. Good for them. They were started in like, I think it was like 1906 or something like that, which begs the question.
Where were they?
Where were you in the 40s? So there was a lot of stuff, a lot of anti-Semitic stuff going on then. I don't know. Whatever.
What's that? What's your least favorite meme?
My least favorite meme?
Ever, like,
the Doge. I hate that. The one with the dog.
Oh, yeah. That
was
so
stupid.
Like,
that was bad.
Doesn't make any sense.
The Arthur ones were probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Those were funny.
Or Harambe.
Oh, with the fist?
Yeah, with the fist.
Well, the Harambe got old fast.
The Harambe did.
I love the Harambe ones. I thought those were hilarious.
The Salt Bae was pretty funny for me. I still follow his Instagram account. I like to watch him cut up meats and sprinkle a little salt on.
I think mine would have to be
What a show.
What?
This is just quite the show.
Oh, I know. I love the stupid memes, like the ones that don't make any sense or just stupid, like the Dank Beans guy. He's pretty funny. I love him. And him and Bill Ratchet,
I like the Tom and Jerry memes.
Those were fun.
Any Tom and Jerry memes, I think, they're really, really terrible. Like, the quality is just so laughably bad that it adds another element to the meme. And the jokes are really offensive.
I love Tom and Jerry.
I feel like watching Tom and Jerry now wouldn't be as enjoyable as it was when I was
I feel like it still is. I've watched it.
You know how that show ends? The last episode, they, like, both decide on train tracks and like it faded to black and you could hear a train like coming, so like it's assumed they just like sat there and got run over by the train.
Yeah, but didn't they make a movie in like 2012?
They made a bunch of movies in like 2000s.
Yeah,
that's the original.
They were like straight to DVD type.
I don't know.
Those are the best movies.
Yeah,
those
are low key the best movies. Straight to DVD.
Tom and Jerry,
really.
That Wizard.
Straight to DVD cartoon movies are pretty good, but straight to DVD like Hallmark movies are not.
No,
those don't count.
Yeah.
Like the DC, like the Batman cartoon movies, those were sweet. Okay, back
like,
to.
I'm trying to think. Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, he was black and red. He wasn't just black. I forget his name.
Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond was awesome.
That's a great show. That's a terrific show. I miss that show. They should bring it back. Anyways, back to fake news. now are in our new, brand new segment, fake news colon sad exclamation
point. Are we at the sad exclamation point part of the segment?
Yeah.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah, we are. Then we're going to head back to fake news, though.
Oh.
To regular fake news. But John McCain said he's going to vote no on the Graham Cassidy healthcare bill. This is the most,
This
is just a weird... No, it's not sad.
It's good.
It's good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the news and fake news actually isn't fake. Sometimes it just sounds like it's going to be fake.
We just...
Laugh. I don't think this sounds fake.
We make ourselves
laugh. This is good. This is good news.
John McCain's an admiral man.
An admiral?
Admiral. He's in the Navy. He's an admiral.
I don't think he was in the Navy. I think he was in the Navy.
That was the joke.
I thought it was a cave.
I was adding to the joke, man.
Okay, yeah.
But
no one got that joke.
Remember, I think he's still mad at Trump because Trump.
Did you hear what I said?
I said
he was in the Navy, and I said, "Oh, I thought he was in a cage."
Okay.
That's why he votes against everything Trump does, because he's still mad that Trump said he only supports people that don't get captured. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
He's like, I don't associate myself with people that get captured. I associate myself with people that don't get captured.
Yeah, if you get captured, not a hero. So if you can't move your arms past your shoulders, then you're not a warrior. Sorry about that. Sorry, Senator McCain. Yeah, well, you know.
He was in a fake cage.
So that was, I mean... I figure that's substantial enough political news. I feel like we're rarely going to bring up politics on the show.
I don't think we should talk about them.
Unless
we're
it's
not
to,
good
like,
at it.
Just trash on Trump, which I don't care. I would do that.
Yeah, I do that. I like that. That's
yeah, because it's funny. It's like unlimited material. It's great.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God.
But,
just...
So thank you, Trump, in
thank
a way,
you.
For
thank
the material.
Thank you very much.
Great.
Start my comedy
it's
career.
It's tremendous. It's terrific.
That's
going to
need some help.
Yeah, probably.
But, like, I don't know, I figured this was pretty important because the Graham Cassidy proposal thing is gonna, I mean, that was like the last hope to get Obamacare out of the way.
Yeah.
Nope, it's still there to stay.
Yep, it's here to stay, I guess.
Trump is angry.
Probably.
Sad.
And sad.
He said, and I quote, "I cannot in good conscience vote for the Graham Cassidy proposal." Wow. Powerful words. Wow. Good for you. Wow. Yeah, I don't care. I feel like healthcare should be a nonpartisan thing. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Everybody should just kill themselves.
Jesus Christ. It's got dark.
No boundaries.
You want to talk about your feelings, man?
No. Those were jokes.
Okay.
Just to clarify what Sam said, he wants.
Those
all
were jokes. I just have a very particular sense of humor.
He wants everybody.
Just
to kill
everyone
themselves.
That's not afraid
like,
to die.
Only 0.5% of people will share.
He doesn't care if you cry either.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't really care if you cry.
That's the song. Don't push into the edge.
Well, I think you guys might have forgot about this topic. But it's a good one.
I like the anticipation.
When I say it,
like when he takes
40
seconds
be,
in between.
Oh,
words.
I know it's good because you gave me a creepy eye stare, and you're like,
"I'm excited."
Sam,
I know you guys forgot.
He
about
looks like
it,
a serial killer that everyone goes. He was really quiet, and everyone liked him. And then he turns out he like chopped up children in his
great.
Basement. That's the kind of look he just gave.
Thank you,
some Jeffrey Dahmer.
But I know you guys are getting excited about this when I say it, but there's a little incident on a. Sort of famous Netflix kid show.
Oh my God! Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Maya the Bee.
I saw this and I said we need to get this on the show.
Oh
my
God!
So Maya the Bee is a kid show on Netflix.
Episode 35.
Episode 35, about 4 minutes in.
Doesn't exist anymore.
It's gone. It's gone.
But there's this giant big old dick right in. Thing. Like
and
it's
on the log,
okay, so
which makes it even funnier.
One of the artists from Maya the Bee, it's a kid show about a bee. That's the plot synopsis you're going to get.
Named Maya.
Named Maya. But there was like a hollowed out log and
or a tree. Yeah, I was thinking it was a hollowed out tree or whatever.
Yeah,
and they
basically.
Were like,
oh, let's go.
It was part of it.
They just strolling in front of it, and then if you look close, you don't even have to look closely, which is the sad part.
Yeah.
If you're paying any attention to the shot,
it's as if
you can see it.
Maya the Bee's mischievous bee friends took some charcoal and or some spray paint even and went in the inside of this tree and painted a big old fashioned penis.
Genitalia.
Willie Nelson.
Penis.
Right on the
right, like seriously, it
nice big
look this
right
up.
The,
we can't make this up. I didn't think it was gonna be that bad when
like
I
they pulled
it out.
I thought it was just something people were like overreacting about, but
yeah.
No, it's definitely you can see.
Oh, it's blatant.
It's got the head and everything.
Like, Sam's reaction when I told him was like, "So what?" Like
yeah, like I was
he
like,
thought
so,
was
like,
he thought I was talking about like a like BoJack Horseman type show where like that stuff.
Oh
okay.
Yeah, yeah,
he didn't
yeah.
think it was a kid show.
That,
then I
was
him.
My first assumption, and then when he said it was a kid show, I was like. Oh well, it's probably not that bad.
Like
I
know
I thought it was.
Show, like,
I thought it would have
in.
Been like a couple rocks that were positioned in a weird
like
way.
Like they slip in
and triggered some parents.
Like you know they do that. Like they slip in stuff to see if people can catch it. But
yeah,
like,
but that
this
was
dude,
that was so.
This was like it had veins on it. It was like
that was so in your face. And to my knowledge, I don't know.
I was pretty insecure when I saw it too. It was bigger than mine.
To my knowledge, they haven't found the artist.
I'm sure our four listeners are really proud to know that.
Yeah, they were trying to they're trying to take legal action the production company, but they can't because they have not the artist has not been identified yet, which is pretty awesome.
I feel like that artist would have came in the room and be like, "Yo, guys, you want to see what I did in this episode?
No one's gonna see it.
I drew a big
old
dick."
And they were like. The group was like, yeah, you weren't the guy that drew the penis, right? And he was like, wait, is that guy getting in trouble? Yeah, in big trouble. Oh, no, that's not what
no,
I thought.
No, that was Tim.
I made the little smiley face on Maya the Bee's wing, but I took it out in post because I thought it was inappropriate.
Some
so it could have been me.
Some intern probably found a computer or something and just like, I'm going to throw this in here and get them all in trouble.
Seriously.
And now the whole place is up in arms trying to find out who did it. But it was some intern that was
intern
getting
that was
coffee.
Mad at the boss.
Yeah.
Because they didn't like the coffee he gave him.
There were some Facebook moms.
Oh my God.
There were some Facebook
dude,
moms that
dude,
really got triggered.
On a real note, do you think Miller's son saw it?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Miller's children. Definitely.
Miller's son had hard eyes when he saw it.
Yeah, for sure.
Those moms though, oh, they need to like take down a notch. Like it's just a cartoon drawing.
It's not.
Penis.
It's not the real thing.
It's not the real thing.
It's not the real
like,
thing.
Like someone drew in like a like big old veiny one like coming out of the screen.
It's not like
you're.
Never
yeah,
mind.
I understand. But like it's just a little drawing. Like it's not. I get it. You're mad, but
it's not like it's a real life show and you just, you know.
It's one cartoon dick, really. Like. Your kid's probably going to be drawing that in 2 years.
That's the point.
Your kid might
but,
know what it is already. You just
yeah.
don't know.
Someone well, may have shown him. Not.
If he's
personal.
A guy, then he should know.
Yeah.
Well, should we move on?
I think that's enough talk.
Sure.
Talking about cartoon genitalia and cartoons for children.
That's enough testicular talk, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good segment name. We need to find...
Testicular talk?
We need to find like an actual like subject for that name. Or for that... Yeah, for that title. Maybe that'll be like the vagina monologues, except for guys.
Oh, the oh yeah,
oh, testicular talk. That's perfect.
That's
wait.
Something.
Okay, so we have another pretty saucy.
We have so many segments
saucy,
on the show.
So
we're
many
have
saucy fake news.
Yeah, which is
let's
go. Kylie Jenner pregnant. And Who's the dad?
This is another story that I saw, and I said,
I think it's both.
This needs to be.
I think the kids are a mixture of both.
They're,
Is it Travis music? Scott or is it Tyga?
Yeah, seriously.
I personally
it's
hope it's Tyga.
Tyga.
If it was Tyga's child, I would laugh. Because the real downfall about this all is that now there's even more people in the Kardashian clan. There's like a whole new generation. We have Luke Yost here with us now. Luke's
he just came in.
He just came
that's,
in. We like him.
We like him.
We
not
like
Miller.
Luke, you know Miller, right?
Yes, I know Miller.
Okay.
We hate Miller. I hate Miller.
Do you have any insider information as to why he left this wonderful radio program halfway through last week when we had him on as a guest? Yeah, I didn't listen in last week.
Oh.
That's on me. That's on me. Sit down, Nick. Sit down. Come on back. I don't know. I mean, you might have felt offended. Just ready to leave, I guess.
Maybe.
It's my guess.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
I think he felt small.
Who's Kylie Jenner's baby's child, or her father?
Baby's child.
She's on
Rob Kardashian.
He's the baby daddy?
Oh, it's not Tiger.
Is it Travis Scott?
Travis,
is it Tiger,
Rob,
or is it someone else? I say someone else. I say
you know
plot twist someone else.
You know who it
Chris
is?
Humphrey.
You know who it is?
It might
OJ.
Time out. Do you
it's
know
OJ.
Who, do you
it's
know
OJ.
Who it is? It
yeah.
is the Lord Scott Disick.
Oh, snap.
Getting back at Courtney.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
That's
oh.
a good theory.
The Lord Scott Disick has graced another Kardashian.
Lord Scott Disick.
He was seen with a 19-year-old. Okay? So, like,
he
was a
16-year-old.
I don't remember her name.
What's that girl's name? Wasn't she like a Disney star?
Yeah, and he's a sex addict. So I mean, there's a lot of ammunition there.
Yeah,
he's gonna be an addict. That's a good
Scott Disick is the father. I'm gonna tweet that.
I hope it's Scott Disick.
Start trying.
We should have a Twitter page.
I feel like some people might follow it.
I feel like
I would.
Like I
just
tweet
that's a good idea.
Outrageous.
So you'd follow our Twitter but not listen to our show, Luke?
I work during your show every week. So I mean,
yeah, we work during our show too. The show is our job.
But you're here.
Show's a job that we don't get paid for.
Exactly.
Unless Target come through.
Yeah, Target come through and sponsor us. Target. Thank you, Target.
Or any crappy beer companies that would be willing to.
Natty Light.
Natty.
Natter Days are for the boys.
I mean, this
is fun.
I don't know. I guess Kylie and Tyga broke up a while ago, right?
Yeah, her and Travis Scott have been together for 5 months, I found out, while doing research on the story.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it's probably not Tyga.
They believe she's been pregnant since the beginning of September.
So it's probably not Tyga.
It's definitely. Like,
or
it could
maybe she was still banging Tyga while she's with Travis.
Maybe.
Because she's probably a hoe.
Tyga's not a very
you
good
say
rapper.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've said worse.
I don't know. He's said worse. Listen to last week's episode.
Listen to 5 minutes ago this episode.
Yeah,
right?
I was saying dick a lot because of Maya the Bee.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Speaking of Maya the Bee, remember when we started watching inappropriate laugh tracks?
Oh boy, let's go back to Kylie Jenner's pregnancy before this gets bad.
Yeah, we probably should.
Sam, who do you hope or think it is?
Who do you want to win to be the father?
Who do you want
the
father to be?
I like Scott Disick.
It has to be on Maury. Or
this,
Jerry
this
Maury.
This is going to be a 2-hour Maury special.
Oh, my God.
Has to be the greatest
Maury
special.
It would be insane.
It's like both of them aren't the father, and then Scott comes out.
It's one of those.
Like, he is the father.
It's one of the ones.
Jerry Springer will be there just for fun.
Just for moral support.
It's one of the ones where neither of the guys in question turns out to be the father, and the pregnant woman just runs out of the studio really embarrassed that she slept with so many men within this 9-month time frame.
And now everyone knows about it.
She kept saying she wasn't at home,
but
now it's on TV, she is.
Yeah.
Wow.
I walked into an interesting conversation.
That should be an HBO special. That should be a Jerry and Maury HBO special.
Every week we can rely on that Trump and the Kardashians will give us something to talk about.
Sure. Yes.
So thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
I hope Chris turns into a man. And then her and Caitlyn get back together. That'd be really great. I feel like that'd be a wonderful love story. That would be so cool.
Wow.
If Chris Jenner.
I would hate to go inside your head for
5 minutes. That would be so cool. The two lovers reconciled. After they find out who they are.
Kris Jenner is the best ever. I mean,
she's
Rob,
my favorite
Rob
Kardashian.
Oh,
she's nuts.
She went to the trial of O.J. Simpson, who she's believed to have an affair with, while her ex-husband was representing O.J. with her new man, Bruce Jenner.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Like that's just incredible.
Whole level 3,000.
That's what every one of them tries to be.
Yeah,
they aspire to be at the Kris Jenner level.
She's my favorite Kardashian sister.
But she's the mother.
She's not a sister.
I wonder. Wait, earlier. Did the dad die?
Yeah,
he died.
I think he had like lung cancer or something. I don't know, but he died.
He's probably glad he got out of there.
I wonder what he would say if he like. Do you think he'd go, oh, man? What does my family come to? Or do you think he'd be like, yeah?
If he didn't,
makes
die?
Sense.
I don't know.
I feel like if he didn't die of lung cancer, he'd be like, oh, I wish I had him now.
Wow.
Yeah, did anyone see
the
Snapchat thing
the,
today
oh
about
my God. Oh wow, it's
Kardashians.
See, this is a guest that we should bring on, Luke Yost.
Yeah, thank you.
He added something.
He
added something
adds
to the
something.
Show.
Yeah.
Set of Miller and
you're welcome back anytime.
Jen.
Ow, that's my funny bone.
Jen.
Not so funny, huh?
You're pretty
angry. Nick is spazzing out. You got hit in the funny bone.
Got hit in the funny bone. That requires a
walk around the studio.
He snapped. Ginger snapped.
That hurt.
What, the funny bone?
I remember when I was a little boy.
Now I feel like we need Mike's Mickey Mouse impression.
Wow.
I feel like when I was a little boy. No, we don't. I don't want him in here.
Hey, Mike, can you come in here for 30 seconds and leave?
Do your
horrible
Mickey Mouse
impression and then leave?
Hey, he takes pride in that.
I don't know why.
Here's Jonah crapping on all our friends.
Yeah.
Hold on. Really? Are you really going to consider him a friend?
I would.
He's an acquaintance.
He was
acquaintance? All right, I'll give
you. He was trying to help us get the show when off the ground and the stuff was broke.
Oh,
he's a good kid. He's a
friend. I don't consider Miller a friend. I'll forever hate Miller.
Do you consider all of our guests not friends?
No, I like
you.
I like you. I like Luke.
You like
Luke Yost is
my
friend.
He's in my history class.
When Luke leaves, are you going to
no, I'm not
like Luke?
No, I'm going to.
When
Luke
leaves, are you going to talk crap on him?
No,
do everyone else that
Luke? I
wouldn't care.
I like Luke. Luke's a nice man.
Luke, where's your hat today, man?
Actually, I have a party to go to.
Oh.
Actually, kind of soon. So.
And we called you in here, like,
well,
hey, do this real quick.
Luckily, we're almost done.
Yeah.
Because we have our last segment. That was we were on fake news for a while.
We were. We started at, like, the 28-minute mark. It's at, like, the 46-minute mark now.
No, it's 5:05.
Someone named Fabio just requested to follow me on Instagram.
Let him, Bob.
I'm gonna check this out.
Well, we are now on the last segment called, we're actually going to make up a name for this on the spot. Trending. Hype train. Trending train. Something.
Hype train.
Yeah, welcome to the...
Welcome to the hype train.
Yeah, well, this is... the segment was really unofficially started last week with no title when we talked about Dr. Pimple Popper.
That's right.
And how I don't really get the hype with that. This week, cookie dough. I don't get the hype with people just buying non-cooked cookie dough and just eating it.
I think cookie dough is better than the actual cookie. I like it.
I
love
cookie dough.
But there's that like cookie dough cafe place now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That they just sell cookie dough and like ice cream cones.
Have you ever had the cookie dough shake from Freshens?
Yeah,
I have. That's life changing.
I don't know if it was that good.
I love it.
I had it. Because
it's
you told
too
me to
sweet.
Get it.
It's too sweet.
You told me to get it, and I was like, "This is okay."
Well, I'm sorry.
I had the same. It was like when I found out Jared Leto was going to be the Joker. I was like, okay.
This has potential.
I'm okay with that. But, like, the. I don't know. Like, I tried it. I wouldn't be talking. I wouldn't be hating on it if I didn't try it.
All right.
And there was a stand outside that was selling cookie dough in ice cream cones. It was a very hot day. I thought it was ice cream at first. I walked up, saw it was cookie dough. I was like, you know what? I'll do it. Because, like, I'm already in line. I'm, like, the first in line. Might as well experiment a little bit. And it was good. Like, the first couple bites were good. And
it was pretty underwhelming. I did, too.
Yeah, and it was... And then I was just like, ah. Like,
yeah, I feel you.
After, like, the third bite, I was like, I don't want this anymore. And I paid $5 for it.
You threw half of it away in the AMC.
I also threw some of it away, and I never waste food. So,
yeah,
it kind of was a little sad.
Sorry for my recommendation.
But it was... I was definitely...
What did you do to us, Nick?
Not really into it, though. It was just... It was too... I don't know, it was too much. I mean, cookie dough, when I'm making cookies, when I'm
it's
making
wonderful.
My own cookies...
It is delicious.
When I bake my own cookies and I need some cookie doughs in my system, need some little cookie doughs bites, I'll take a spoonful, unashamedly, and I will eat it, and I will enjoy it. But...
Reasonable.
But, like, too much of a good thing is not a good thing.
Okay.
Not always a good thing.
I can respect that.
Right. Yeah,
I respect
that. All right.
You tried it, you
didn't
like it. There was nothing wrong with that.
And there was a lot of cookie dough, and I didn't have that rewarding satisfaction of pulling those hot and yummy and gooey and sticky
cookies right out of the oven, nice and doughy and all.
That's That's the business.
That's the good stuff.
Oh, well, I mean,
is that really it?
I think that's
else.
It. Do we want to plug anything
it.
For next week?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do we?
That's it. That's the last bit.
Do we want?
Unless anybody else has anything that's been.
Did anything else happen?
The Steelers lost to the Bears.
The Steelers lost to the Bears and. Alejandro Villanueva was the only player that came out for the national anthem. The rest of the Steelers stayed inside the locker room.
Oh,
rad.
That would have been, that's actually something noteworthy.
And the Pittsburgh Penguins said they would go to the White House because, you know, regardless of who's in the office, like, it's still an honor to be invited, and of course everyone started talking crap on him.
Well, I don't think that's a bad thing.
But
so
I
also don't think
Steph Curry.
They are. Like,
oh,
they
okay.
said, regardless of who's in
oh,
office,
yeah, Steph Curry,
we're going
not...
to go. And then everyone's saying, "Oh, you people have no spines," and "Oh, you're all white. Of course you're gonna go." But like, they're all foreign.
Shut up.
None of them are even like five of them are probably American.
Okay, like, I'm sure they can deal with going to the White House and meeting President Trump for a little bit. Like,
it's not like he's the most grotesque.
Sidney Crosby, he's probably living life. He's rich, and Justin Trudeau is his prime minister. That's awesome. Justin Trudeau's the man. He can handle some Trump for a little bit. Come on.
The way that was worded didn't make me think they're only going for a visit, but you know.
It's just a little bit. I mean, like, who cares? Why?
You get to go in the White House.
The White House is the White House. I don't care who's there.
I understand where Steph comes and he's like, "Oh, I don't want
to
meet you." Like, I understand that, okay? But,
I don't understand. Like,
I mean, I get it if you don't like the guy. I don't know. I feel
I'm
like
sure a lot of the Penguins players don't like the guy either.
Sure. I'd go just so I could, like, see the White House.
That's what I would do.
I wouldn't talk to Trump and be like, "Get out of my face. I'm just here to see the Oval Office."
I'd get a picture with him just so I can, like, laugh at it. Like, I actually met this guy. And this laugh. Not like, "Boy, I'm a big fan." Not one of those things.
You know that horrible human being that almost caused the destruction of our country? There's a picture.
Hey, don't talk to you soon.
Hey, he has 3 years left.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He has like 3.5 years left.
You feel like he'll get
7.5?
No.
No,
Dwayne
Johnson and Tom Hanks are going to beat him.
I would vote for Dwayne Johnson and Hanks.
Oh, I would vote for The Rock
in
a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
I don't even need to hear a policy idea. I just would see his name on the ballot.
I feel like we'd all be more fit.
That's true. You would
What
if you would become like a dictator that forces everyone to get up at 4 in the morning and start lifting?
I don't think that
crazy.
Can happen in this
country. I mean, we'd all look great.
This is a democracy.
I wouldn't be that
bad.
We would
be a perfect state. That'd be
if we all had like moderately strong, we were all moderately
everything
strong.
Everything is shiny. Everyone's rich and really.
Everyone's required to work out at 4 in the morning till 12 o'clock, and then you have to bathe yourself in oil.
Okay.
The program crashed for a few seconds there. Nothing was happening. It resumed. So I don't know what that we got.
Great job.
It just happened. Like, it just
messed
happened.
It up.
The program,
froze.
Thanks,
Nick.
But we're fine.
Wow,
we're fine. Right. There's 52 minutes still recorded. I think up until we started talking about Dwayne Johnson, everything was fine.
So it's right. resuming now?
Yeah, it resumed. But
so
like,
we're
no, there were no,
now.
There were no
well,
problems up until like 15 seconds ago.
I mean,
we're fine. There's 53 minutes of content on here. I think we're good.
Oh, for sure.
I think the episode was salvaged. I think it's fine.
The episode is salvaged. Well,
Jonah, what do you want to plug next week?
Yeah,
what's happening on this show next week?
What?
Look into this. That's right. We have a new segment. It's called Speed Dating with Nick Hedrick. You'll get to have three lucky ladies come on this show.
Air quotes around lucky.
Try to win a date with yours truly, the ginger man.
Yours truly means you.
No, yours truly, Nick.
Good luck with that.
Whatever.
If you're saying yours truly, you mean yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Well, then I messed up that phrase, and I don't fully understand it, so.
Well, now you do, so good job.
Sweet.
Remember next time.
The more you know.
At least only, 4 listeners heard you.
That's true.
That's true. The number of women we'll have in this studio, like, speed dating with me, is equivalent to the number of people that listen to this show.
Oh, I know. It's going to be great. You're going to see
So we can expect our listeners to double.
And you know they're going to be moderately attractive. And when they win that date, they're not going to want it anymore.
All right.
I agreed to this. This is my life.
This is going to be
great. I don't support this, but I feel like it would be entertaining. So let's roll with it.
Yeah.
This has been No Boundaries. I'm Nick. Jonah's here.
I'm Jonah.
Jonah's here, too.
Our guest is Luke Yost. Much better than Miller. Give him a hand.
Yeah.
Don't clap for yourself, or else I'll lose some respect for you. But it was good. It was a good guest
spot.
Thank you,
Mr.
Thank you, Yost, for coming in here with after one
wave.
You.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Oh, anytime
oh,
you want to come
anytime.
Back. Fridays at 5.
Fridays at
5.
Except for this week. Sunday at 4.
All right.
Anything else? I think we've asked this 5 times. I think we're ready.
I think we're good.
All right, so I will sign us
no,
up.
No, this has been No Boundaries.
Yeah, boy.
Goodbye.